Holy Spirit, Lord, we just welcome you, my God. We thank you, Lord, that your presence is here in this place, Jesus. Father, I just thank you so much for your presence that's here with us, God. Lord, we just honor you, Lord, and we welcome you, God, in this place. Thank you so much, Father, for your peace, God. Thank you, Lord, that you just quiet our hearts, God, and you just pour out your love on us, God. I just thank you so much, Father, for your faithfulness, my God, that you are always steady and that you are always so faithful, God, that you come through at each and every single time, God, and you just love on us, God. Thank you so much, Father, for your unconditional love, my God. Thank you for your love, Jesus, that draws us in and it pulls us in, God. Father, thank you so much for your love, my King, that literally it brings so much freedom, God, and it just invites us in, God, to come and be with you regardless of anything else, God, regardless of anything in the past. God, thank you so much for your unconditional love, God. Thank you that you have wrapped us with your love, God. You have poured out your love into our hearts, God, and you have displayed your love to us through your Son, Jesus. Thank you so much, my God. We just honor your sacrifice. We honor your blood, Jesus. We honor what you have done on the cross, God. Thank you so much, Jesus, that you have given us access to you, God, that you have given us access to be with you through the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus, that you have made the way, you have prepared and you have made the way for us to come and be with you, God. Thank you so much, Jesus, that you have paid the full price, that you have torn the veil, God, so that we could come and fully be with you, that we could come and be in full union with you, Jesus, that there will be nothing separating us, that there is nothing that can separate us from you and from your love, Jesus. My God, I just honor you, Lord. I honor you and I give you glory, my King. I give you the praise, Jesus. Thank you so much, Father, for the process, Lord, that you've been taking me on, my God, and just more and more freedom, God, that you have brought to my life. Thank you so much, my God, that you have made it possible, God. Thank you that you have made it possible for us to be truly free, that you've made it possible for us to walk in true freedom, God, to truly know you and to be with you, God, to walk in union and communion with you, Jesus. Thank you so much, God. Without your sacrifice, it would not be possible, Jesus. Thank you so much for your blood and for your sacrifice, my King. I just give you the praise. I give you the glory, my God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your Spirit, God, that abides on the inside of us, God, that we could truly know the heart of God, that we could truly know the heart of the Father through your Spirit that lives on the inside of us, God. Father, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your Spirit that is alive on the inside of us, God, that you lead us into your presence. You lead us into the most holy place so that we can come and be with God, so that we can hear your voice, so that we can hear your heart for us, God, that we can hear your promises, God, that you speak to us, Lord. My God, I just thank you so much, Lord. Thank you so much, God, for the book of destiny, God, that you have written each of us into, God, that there is a book of destiny, Lord, written in for each and every single one of us, God, that our lives are not for nothing, God, but that we literally have purpose. We have destiny that you have written for us, God, that you have given us promises, God, that we can literally step into, God, that we have promises and inheritance, God, that we can step into, God, that you have given us, God. Thank you so much for your faithfulness, God. Thank you that you are faithful, God, through the generations, my God. thank you so much, my God, that you literally bless for hundreds and thousands of generations, God, of those that love you, my God, of those that have walked in faithful and close communion with you, God. Father, I just pray, my King, help us, Lord, to walk in close communion with you, God, to walk in close intimacy with you, God, to not be talkers, God, but doers, God, truly going and seeking your face and becoming one with you, God, truly knowing your heart and surrendering our hearts, truly surrendering our lives, God, and becoming one with you, Jesus. Being like John, who knew your heartbeat, God, who chose intimacy with you, God, who chose to spend time with you, who chose intimacy, God. Thank you, God, that literally there is an invitation for each and every single person to come and to be intimate with you, God, to come and know you, to come and know you and be known by you, God, to hear you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for that invitation that is wide open for each and every single person who wants it, to literally come and know God and be known by God, to hear his voice and to become one with him, God. Lord, we want to be one with you, God. We want to be one with you, Lord. We want to hear your voice, God. We want to hear and see, God, who we are in you, God. We want to find ourselves in you, God, our identities, who we are in you, Jesus, and truly know your heart for us, God. Truly know your heart, God. Father, I just pray, God, that literally every lie, every illusion, every stronghold that holds people captive, God, where they see you incorrectly, where they see themselves incorrectly, where they think bad of themselves, and it's literally a lie because that's not how you see them, God. Father, I just ask that literally every lie and every illusion, Father, that it would be broken, God, and that we truly would see ourselves as you see us, God, that every veil, every lie would be torn, and that we would truly see you, God, with an unveiled face, with an unveiled heart, God, truly know you and truly be known by you, God. And literally just the most intimate, open way where we can fully just be open with you, fully rend our hearts before you, God. Truly, like, be raw, real, and open with you, God. Letting you see, God, literally the innermost depths of our hearts, God. Even places, my God, where we might think those places of our heart, they're unsightly, they're not good. But I really just pray, Papa, that we would be fully and completely open and transparent with you, God, withholding nothing, God, withholding not a single room of our heart from you, God. Papa, I know, God, that literally the deepest cry on the inside of every person is to know and be loved and fully loved, Lord. And I just pray, Papa, each and every single person, my God, would really step into that, Papa. Every single one of your kids, God, that we would fully step into knowing you, being fully known by you and fully knowing you, God. Nothing hidden, nothing concealed, nothing held back, but just full and open transparency before you, God. That is the deepest cry of my heart, God. I want to know you, Lord, and I want to fully be known by you, God. That nothing would be hidden, nothing would be withheld, but just to fully know you, fully know you, fully become one with you. That's why we're called the bride. That's why we're called the bride of Christ. Because like a husband and a wife are one together, there is nothing hidden between them. So are we in you, God. Lord, we just want to be one with you, God. Fully open and fully transparent with you, Jesus. Papa, I don't want to miss out on life. I don't want to miss out by not being united with you, God, by not being close to you, God, by... Papa, we just want to be one with you, God. We want to be one with you, Lord. We want to be one with you, God. I just pray for a hunger, God. Hunger to be one with you. Hunger to know you. Hunger to literally rip and pull and go after you, God. Like crazy with nothing to lose, God. Just go after you, God, in this secret place where nobody sees, where nobody knows, God. To really go and be with you, God, and be known by you and to know you, God. Father, I just pray, God, for a hunger. Hunger for this secret place. Hunger to know God. I pray that literally we would choose, God. That we would literally choose to move everything aside. Put everything on pause. Put everything on hold. And to literally just go and be with you and surrender all that we are to you, Jesus. Surrender everything, God. We really don't have anything to lose by surrendering to you, God. And we can't afford to not know you, God, to not know your presence, God. Life is just simply too short. Life is simply too short to live without you, God. We literally cannot afford, God. And so I just pray, Father, for just crazy hunger for you, God. Crazy hunger after the secret place. Let us just become fully united and one with you, Jesus. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you so much, my God, for opening the way and making it possible. Thank you for tearing the veil and giving us access to God. Thank you so much, Jesus, for your blood and your body that was torn. Thank you so much, Jesus. We just honor your sacrifice. We honor your blood and we honor your body. Thank you so much for your torn body, Jesus. Thank you so much. Worthy is the Lamb. Thank you so much, Jesus. You love us so much, God. You love us so much. You love us so much, and all you want to do is just be with us. Thank you so much, my God, for your love, God, that literally you're the one that pursues, God. You pursue our hearts, God. No matter what, thank you so much for your crazy love, Jesus. And I just pray, Lord, that we reciprocate to you, God, the same pursuit after you, God. We love you, Jesus. We love you, my God. You are so good and you are so precious, Jesus. Thank you so much for your love, Jesus. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your body. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you.
just for you. We give you glory and honor just for you, only for you. Just for you.
So good, Jesus, I love you. You created this earth and everything in it just so there'd be intimacy between you and us, you individually and us, so we are loved by you and so we love you back. thank you, Jesus. We recognize it. We recognize it. We just step into it right now. Jesus, thank you so much for the beauty of this earth, my King, for all the birds, all the animals, all the resources this planet carries, the stars, the moon. This earth is so rich in beauty, so rich in so many different things and facets. And yet to you, the most important thing is us individually, that we love on you, that we put our focus on you, that we truly walk with you on this earth and in this life. It's not about the money. It's not about the fame. It's not about the status at work. It's not about every day things that we accomplish or that we do. It's about you, Jesus. It's about being with you. Holy Spirit, I'm hungry. I'm hungry for the things of from above. I'm hungry for the things of Jesus. I just ask that you take this place in us individually even deeper. Deeper into your intimacy. Deeper into the rooms of your heart that we've never been before. Jesus, I just hunger for you. I hunger for the love of the Father like never before. Because when we are in you, we get restored, refreshed, physically, emotionally, spiritually. You are the source of life. Thank you, King. Thank you, friend. Thank you, lover. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, my beloved, that you're with us. Thank you for this opportunity that we have to be with you right here together as one body, as one family, that we in unison can focus on you, honor you, glorify you, and just be with you, be in stillness, worshiping you, loving on who you are. Thank you for the substance of your presence that is just released right now into our hearts, into our souls, into our spirits. Oh, you're so good. You're so abundant in your presence. There is so much resources for everything that we need, for everything that our souls crave, our emotions need. Everything is in you. Everything is in you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for literally taking the veil off, that every person can be with you, that we can enjoy you, that we can rejoice in you, that we can live in your dimension and your reality being on this earth. We can shine your light. We can shine life. We can shine freedom because you are God and we are marked by you. I just honor your name. I just give you glory, Jesus. I bless your name. You're so good. You're so powerful. You're so mighty, yet you're so simple and humble. You're so big and you're so gracious. You're so loving, full of mercy. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for being the image of the Father. Thank you for being the image of the Father, that we can look at that image and transform. That we can look at that image and get satisfied. That we can look at that image and learn from you how to do life, how to walk right. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being in this place, for being so good and so real. Thank you. Thank you so much that we can release your name into this atmosphere. That we can release your holy name in the worship and praise. We can release it into the atmosphere. So your presence is contagious in our cities, in our homes, in our schools, in our society. Thank you for giving us eyes that are focused on the outward. That we're not focused on self-centered things, but we're focused on loving your people. Loving the people around us. Jesus. Jesus. Overflow in this place like never before. Overflow with your love. acceptance, embrace, freedom. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Is the goodness. Your presence is the good, good. That this earth, we can't find it anywhere else but in you. We just glorify you. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you.
beginning and the end. Who else? Who else is the first and the last? The beginning and the end. Who
of you, unified with you. We're born to be one with you. We're coming back to the very beginning with you. We're coming back to you. Our hearts, our minds are refocusing on you. Locking eyes with you, unifying with you. To the very beginning, from the very beginning, we were meant to be one. Never separated by motives, by desires. Never have separate hearts, but be unified as one with you, Abba. Oh, Father, we're coming back to you. We're coming back to you. Our hearts are opening up to you. To unity with you, to oneness with you. Our truest desire is to be one, one mind, one spirit, one heart, share the same thoughts. You are our beloved. You are our beloved. And there's an exchange of love with you in this place that unifies us with you, that draws us deeper into you. Father, our praise isn't coming from where we are. Our praise isn't coming from where we're going or where we were. Our praise is pouring out of our heart, the realness and rawness of who we are. It's pouring out over you like an oil, anointing you and drawing us deeper into you. Drawing us closer to you, unifying us. Father, past all understanding and comprehension, past our own understanding, we constantly just lock eyes with you over and over again, seeking you, returning back to you. Our hearts long for you. Our spirit longs for you. Father, right now we're open to you. Our hearts are open to you in this place. We're setting everything we are on an altar for you. And glorify you, glorify your name as we lift up everything we are towards you. And who you are is coming down into this place because the heavens are open. The throne room is open. And the exchange with you just unifies us closer and closer together. Oh, Abba, we lock eyes. We lock eyes, with you, with the one seated on the throne, our beautiful beloved. Our beautiful beloved, and we're your beautiful beloved. A love so perfect, pouring. of you teaching us how to love. Your heart teaches our heart how to love, overwhelming us with you and who we are right now. It doesn't matter anymore. What we did today doesn't matter anymore because there's you. There's you, so beautiful, seated on your throne, so beautiful before us. Oh, Father, we return back to you, the oneness with you that truly matters. Above all else, no miracles, no signs and wonders can compare to what it means and what it is to be one with you. Oh, Abba, right now, every heart, every mind, every barrier is being broken. The hardened hearts are encountering the presence, encountering the reality of Jesus. The wound in his side and the story of Jesus isn't there as something on the side, isn't there as something extra. The wound in his side is what connects you, is where the oneness pours out of. It's there for a reason, and it's there because he longs for you. He longs for you, and when you lock eyes with him, when you pour your heart out onto him at his feet, your hearts are being healed. Your mind is being healed. And it doesn't take much. He doesn't take much. He just wants you. He wants your attention. He wants to be unified with you. Father, we're not here because of what you offer. We're not here because of the benefits. We're here because you are so beautiful and you are ours. You are mine. You call us yours. Well, we call you mine. You are our beloved. You are our beloved. And we are your bride. We are your bride. We are your favorite one, and you are our favorite one. Oh, you are mine. You are mine. So beautiful and wonderful. Perfect in every way. Oh, our beautiful King, the beautiful King, the beautiful Creator. Oh, we honor you. We honor you. We love you. The beautiful heart of yours. The beautiful heart of yours that melts our heart. The beautiful mind of yours that brings peace to our mind. Your beautiful eyes that purify our eyes. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, we anoint you with our oil. We anoint you with the essence of who we are. Oh, Abba. Yahweh. Yahweh erele rati arala rakerele ratai arala raketerele. Who knew? Who knew that you don't require perfection? Who knew that you don't require perfection? Perfect, and that is enough. Your perfection is enough. Erele rakerele rashe arala raterele. Oh, Father, Abba, right now. Right now, encounter our rawness with yours. Right now, encounter our rawness with yours. Holy Spirit, we yield to you. We yield our understanding to you. We yield our truth to you. And we open up our eyes, we open up our ears to the revelation of who you are, to the revelation of what you are, our beautiful King, Yahweh, Yahweh, the Creator, of oneness with our God. Oneness with our God. Oh, you come to him with an open heart. You come to him with an open heart. With a heart like his. Just pouring out at his feet. Pouring out everything at his feet to the very beginning. To the very beginning of what he's done. From the very beginning, he created us to be one with him. From the very beginning, he created us to be one with him. Erele rake, arala rashe, erele ratai, arala rake, tirele. E arala rake, erele rate, arala rashe, arala rake, erele. Oh, here at your feet, at the feet of the beautiful beloved, our beautiful beloved, and we are your bride. We are your bride. We are your beloved. We are your beloved. Oh, so beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful. So beautiful on the cross, so beautiful on the throne. Erele rake, arala rasha, arala rake, erele. Oh Yahweh, our hearts pour out to you like oil. Our hearts pour out to you like oil. You consume us. You consume our mind. You consume our heart. And it's impossible to not be transformed by you. It's impossible to come out the same after encountering you. Oh, rala rakirele rashay, rala raterele. Right now in this place, there's some people who have given everything up to follow him. Who have given given everything up to pursue Him, keeping their eyes locked on Him constantly. You have left so much. But He made a promise to you. He made a promise to restore you, restore your desires. The desires that He set in you, the desires that you left to follow Him, focusing only on Him. Right now He is restoring your heart, restoring your mind, a mind that's like His. Oh, Father, thank You. Father, thank You for how beautiful You are. How beautiful You are, that with You nothing else is needed but locked eyes with You. Because You make promises that even we don't know about. You make promises to Yourself that You keep. And Your promise to Your bride that she is Yours. Father, we are Yours. Our beautiful King, our beloved Bridegroom, You are ours, You are mine. You are mine. You are mine and I am Yours. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You. Thank You, Yahweh. Oh, we glorify. We magnify You in this place. We magnify You in our lives. So beautiful, so beautiful, so beautiful. So beautiful, so radiant. Perfect in every way. Perfect in every way. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh,
for seeking unity.
for healing our heart, restoring us in you, restoring our relationships, restoring our desires, restoring our identity in you. Thank you, beloved.